This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on? One thing I can promise you today, no one will be spit on here at Hobnob. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we're hanging out. Dirty Bird's pep rally. The Dirty Bird rally is going on here at Atlantic Station. It starts at around 6 o'clock. We got a lot to chop up, Mike Bell, but last night everybody was freaking out after that whole incident went down.
Yeah, I mean, like most people in the real time, you're going, whoa, what just happened? And, of course, with, you know, NBC having 15 cameras, you knew you were going to get it. And then eventually, you know, in the second half when NBC had some time during the rain delay to look at the video, we found out that, yeah, in fact, it was Dak Prescott going, hey, looking at the Eagles going, yeah, on you. But that's not spitting on someone. That's being, you know, disrespectful, but it's not spitting on someone. And Jalen Carter, man, bro, the eyes of the NFL were on you. There's no way in your – I can't understand how you could not process someone's going to catch this. So, either way, dumb move. And if you had the Eagles like I did, is he worth 8 points? Well, he certainly would have made the run game a little more difficult. I know that because they decided to run right down the middle on the Eagles for much of their gains.
Yeah, look, he's different. Let's start there first of all. The reason why Georgia went back-to-back is that dude. He was different then. He's different now. And look at all the star power the Eagles have had on their defense right over the last few years. Nobody does what Jalen Carter does. That's not me excusing him spitting on Dak Prescott. That's not me giving him any leeway. I'm just telling you from a football standpoint.
Right. He's a badass.
He is. And everybody on the Cowboys are like, is he out? Okay, we can do some different things now. So it was weird at the same time. It was like, what a way to start the season. The game was way better than anybody anticipated. The Cowboys were able to get the ball. But this whole spitting incident, guys, and 20 years from now, we'll be talking about the spit game. I guarantee you, somebody will pull that footage up, and you'll be like, oh, I remember watching that game. Dak explained what happened, and we'll let you hear that coming up. And also, Jalen Carter said, look, no excuses, it won't happen again, because he let his teammates down.
Right.
And even though they were able to win the game, Mike, it's one of those situations where his immaturity showed again. And this gets us back to him being at Georgia and the issues
right
that happened at Georgia. And even though the Eagles were able to overlook that and still drafted him, guys, a lot of NFL teams didn't.
And the thing with him, and we had this debate at the time of the draft, and it's funny because I had guys last night. It's amazing how some people remember things. Yeah, that's your boy, Mike. I'm like, whoa, Jalen's my boy? No, I just made the argument would take Bijan or Jalen. I have no problem taking either one of those players at the time, despite what happened in Athens. I mean, if you feel he's learned from his mistake. Now, if you want to equate, you know, what happened with the accident, how he handled what was subsequently the hour or two after that with what happened last night on TV, I'm not going down that road. But, yeah, I mean, to your point, Carl, people are going to look at it and go, there you have it. Another undisciplined player, you know, a guy that doesn't learn. Well, I mean, you want to go do that? I get it. It's bad. It looks bad. The optics on it are indefensible. But I still would have taken him on my football team because he serves a purpose and he serves a need. And we've had too many Boy Scouts on this team for too long, you know. But getting back to that time, I think, as I said to you on the air, two things can be true. We can have tremendous success with Bijan, and the Eagles can have tremendous success with Jalen Carter. They've already won a Super Bowl. Now yes. It's our turn.
Well, and remember, when they drafted Jalen, they were already good.
Right.
Okay? They were just filling in the blanks. It was sort of like some of the missing pieces. For us, we haven't even gotten to that point yet, guys. We hadn't sniffed the playoffs in 7 years. So once we get there, and hopefully it's this season, and you start saying, how do we fill in the blanks? It's a different situation when you go to a team that's ready to win.
Right.
They already had their quarterback in place, Mike. They already had gone out and made a big move with A.J. Brown. And you think about the pieces that were there, and they lost some pieces on that defense. But we'd love to hear from you guys.
And it showed, by the way. Now,
big time.
Without Jalen Carter, he's a force multiplier. But some of those moves that we talked about with Brian McFadden, I wonder if Howie Roseman maybe trimmed a little too much fat.
Well, look. The cap affects everybody, and we say this, you can't keep everybody. Everybody's talking about the Micah Parsons deal, and I get it. Last night it was blatantly obvious the Cowboys are going to struggle getting pressure on quarterbacks. But the other part of that is you can't just spend all your money on three dudes. And if you told me, hey, the Falcons are going to be really good for 3 years, and then we're going to suck because we paid three guys and nobody else was able to really be paid, I don't know if I want to live that life.
Well,
I want to try to be competitive, Mike, for long term.
We did that. It just so happened to be Matt, Julio, and then it turned out to be Grady.
Don't remind me.
And it is what it is. Matt was the same reason that, you know, with Dak, you shouldn't have given Dak that contract. You should have just moved on and started from scratch because it puts you behind the eight ball. Or don't sign Diggs. You know, and commit those resources to Micah Parsons.
For us, though, let's be honest. As we're here at, by the way, Atlantic Station, we're hanging out, Hobnob guys, tonight, 6 to around 8. I don't know how long, actually, this is going to go, but every year they do a great job of it. It's a Dirty Birds rally. Freddie the Falcon, cheerleaders will be here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff going on, a couple of Falcons as well, former Falcons. That's why we're here, and certainly wanting you to come check it out. But I was going to say, for us, Mike, it was the Julio paying him again that really hurt us.
Right. That got us to the 20 and to a lesser extent 21. That's where the Cowboys are about to, on the precipice of. That's why the Dak Prescott contract that went on, remember that had its own little soap opera right before we finally got his extension. I would have just let Dak go. I think there's a ceiling with Dak. I would not have gone down that road. But that's Jerry. And then to lose a generational defensive player like Micah Parsons. Mm. Now, again, everybody's hung up right now saying, the medicals. Well, again, if he goes, becomes a lame duck, then we can say Jerry got it right. But that's news to a lot of fans who didn't think this back issue was such a serious deal. Last night, though, I just thought the Eagles could have run it all day. I was laughing because one of my friends in Fantasy League has A.J. Brown.
He didn't do crap.
Put him on a milk carton.
Didn't do nothing.
So how long before A.J. Brown has one of his midseason meltdowns that he had last year with Kellen Moore, who's now with the Saints? They've got a new O.C. He had one target last night.
Yeah,
one.
Trust me, he's on my fantasy team.
There you know.
Here's the deal with this. The part that really bothered me wasn't that he hadn't had any targets. You get this weather delay. And, oh, by the way, how many of y'all stayed up? Stop lying. Because that weather delay seemed like it was forever. They were like, we're coming back in 50 minutes. I was like, 50 minutes?
You know, it's a preseason game. Nobody's played a full season. Nobody's played a full game yet, and it looked like it. They came out. Everyone was sluggish.
They did.
Nothing happened. That game just literally – they might have just called it, you know, once the rain came.
So you wait around, and, Mike, my thing is you go into the locker room. Nobody said, yo, A.J. doesn't have any targets. Like, we're in the third quarter. To me, that was the most surprising thing about how that game played out. Now, if you're the Eagles, you're going to say, hey, man, we won, we'll win, we'll take it any way we can. But at the end of the day, A.J. Brown is already on the cusp of sitting on the bench and starting to read a book as we speak. Because if that happens again next week, you know he will tune out. And then it's going to become a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's something we're just manufacturing. You've seen it before. It's going to happen again.
What book is he going to read this time?
I was going to say, I don't know. Maybe it's the Sun Tzu's The Art of War. I don't know. But either way, this guy is going to be bellyaching. And I don't blame him because you're paying. Look, if anything else, I'd say the media. He's not going to say it after week one. You got to win. But if they start to struggle, look, you guys pay me top dollar to do nothing.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know? Hey, man, we're going to talk plenty about the Falcons as we get ready for Sunday. It is Duke's and Bell. Follow us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on. Before we get into some of the things that we now know as far as status of some of the players we've been talking about, including Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? Mike, how would you describe this drink I'm holding?
Well, it looks like a piece of Waterford Crystal made for margaritas. I mean, it literally looks like something that would have come from my grandmother's china case. It's a beautiful glass it's got all sorts of detail on it. It's quite a goblet.
Yes.
What did you order? That's the $1 million margarita?
Okay, so here's the deal. I think I got upsold. Thank you so much.
Thanks to Aspen, the hostess with the mostest.
Yes, Aspen like Colorado.
Yeah.
I think I got upsold. I told her, I said, you have a lot of drinks here because it's been a while since I've been back to Hobnob. We're we're here every year for this, but so I said, man, you got a lot of drinks. And she was like, yeah, that billion-dollar margarita.
Oh, there you go.
Now, here's the problem. That just sounds expensive, right?
Yes.
I mean, like, okay, that's the name of it, but is it really $1 billion? Mike, what I didn't do is take a look at the price tag on the menu when I ordered this. So I'm like, oh, that sounds good. She's like, it's one of my favorite drinks.
Yeah.
I'm like, perfect. Bring me $1 billion margarita. And then it shows up like this.
Well, let's take a look. You've got, obviously, for a margarita, there's some triple sec in there. You got a splash of orange juice. You got tequila, apparently a premium tequila. I'm guessing Casamigos. Reposado.
Yes.
And then apparently it's also garnished. The salt is garnished with the tears of baby seals. And that's, I think, where you get some of the premium. And so that's what you're looking at, your upgrade on that.
I'm going to tweet this out, guys, because I said, don't ask how much it costs.
That's Himalayan salt, by the way.
Yes.
That salt that only exists about 20,000 feet or higher.
It's that black salt.
Yes, yeah. So there's a lot of things going on with this cocktail.
I said to her, I said, where are we? I mean, where am I? Where am I ordering this? Am I in Paris somewhere? Right. Anyways, I am going to sip this. This better be the best damn margarita I've ever had in my life after seeing the price tag. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We're getting ready for Sunday. And, guys, it's a big game. Let's not fool ourselves. Let's not get caught up in, oh, well, let's see what we're about. We'll see how we do. How we do.
Do you like the NFL starting with divisional games? Or do you like, I'd rather see an interconference, almost like a preseason game?
Well,
or do you just like just jump right in and you're good, you're good?
I do, because remember last year how weird the schedule was? We played all those divisional games, but we had to wait till the end.
We were playing the Steelers and the Chiefs early on. We played the Eagles before we got to our division.
And it was like December, January, we're playing division games. Now, that'll happen again. But for me, let's get on top of this. Let's jump out like we did last year in this division and have being in the front runner status and having a chance to find out what we're about.
Right.
And I think, like, look, whether you're waiting or not, this Chiefs-Chargers matchup tonight, it's intriguing.
Right. By the way, did you see Chargers fans are upset? It's a home game for the L.A. Chargers.
It is.
And one of the end zones has the Chiefs. So immediately people are saying, oh, my goodness, they're kowtowing to the Chiefs. The refs are in on all this. Because last year when the Eagles played in Brazil against the Packers, it was an Eagles home game to Eagles end zone. There wasn't a Packers end zone. So a lot of Chargers fans are crying. Well, hell, there are no Charger fans in L.A. The remaining fans in San Diego feel funny about it.
Yeah, I say that because I do think that the Chiefs will be dethroned this year. I'm not telling you they're not going to be in the playoffs. I don't think they win that division. Guys, they've owned that division for like 8 years. Nobody has beaten Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. You look in that division. Now you have Harbaugh, Mike.
But you got the firepower at the wide receiver position on that Chargers. I know he can run the ball.
Yes, but beyond tonight, you've got Harbaugh. You've got Sean Payton in that division. Now, look at that division and how the coaching for each team. You're talking about Super Bowl caliber coaching. It's going to be a dogfight. And I just think people think the Chiefs are going to, because they were 15-1 last year, they're going to roll tonight. The Chiefs only averaged 22 points a game last year. 22!
They grinded. It was ugly. They're missing one of their best wide receivers because he got suspended for driving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're like a demolition derby. So we'll see. The Chargers, it's intriguing because, you know, Harbaugh, Carl, he's always got them prepared. But, you know, that's a guy. We'll get into it because their quarterback, you've always said, is a little too overhyped. It's time for him to hit some pay dirt.
Herbert, no doubt. Hey, man, we're coming back. What's the latest with our injury update? We found out today with our Falcons. It's part of our daily download on the way as we broadcast live from Hobnob. Dirty Birds Rally happening tonight here at Atlantic Station. I'm about to drink these baby tears.
Rise up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.